Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brussels braces for a possible terrorist attack. Belgium is maintaining its highest alert level and closing schools Monday amid what it called a serious and imminent threat of terrorist attacks. Prime Minister Charles Michel announced the higher vigilance Sunday at a National Security Council meeting. The Brussels subway system will remain closed on Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S. and its allies will destroy the Islamic State jihadists. Speaking in Malaysia, where he attended the ASEAN summit, the president said ISIL would be destroyed on the battlefield and their land taken back. The president warned against succumbing to fear, saying that's the primary power they have over us. Iran said Sunday it has sentenced Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term. Rezaian was convicted last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on Iranian state television's website, but said it was not finalized. He gave no indication of the length of the term. Rezaian's lawyer said she has not been informed of the sentence. The U.S. State Department called on Iran to vacate the sentence and immediately set the reporter free. Egyptians voted Sunday in the second stage of parliamentary elections. The vote will produce the country's first legislature in more than 3 years. Tens of thousands of policemen were deployed in Cairo and the 12 other provinces where the voting took place. Supporters of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi won a landslide in the first round and are expected to do so again. This is VOA News.